Stories of J.G. Ballard. Tonight, Having a Wonderful Time. Adapted by Paul Millikan. Starring Jill Frappier, Benedict Campbell, and Andrew Gillies.
Could I have your attention, please? We shall be landing at Las Palmas Airport shortly.
Sit up now, Richard. We're about to land.
Just let me get another drink in.
You have a drink. We're landing.
I don't want to land.
Please, Richard, it's our holiday.
If the rest of the holiday is anything like this flight, I won't want it to end. How did we get into first class,
Never
anyway?
Never mind that. Just put down your drink and do up your safety belt.
Canary Islands, here I come.
Shh.
We hope you have had a pleasant flight.
Pleasant? Oh, it's been fabulous.
When we have landed, you should proceed to Rotunda A to make your ground connections. The current temperature at Las Palmas is 32 degrees, and the conditions are clear. Enjoy your stay in the Canary Islands. Please remain.
Welcome to paradise, Diana. A proper holiday at last.
January the 4th, Hotel Imperial, Playa Inglaterra, Las Palmas. Dear Judith, we arrived an hour ago after an amazing flight. Somehow, the computer assigned us to seats in first class, along with a quality control manager and her family from Bristol, who were just as surprised as we were. Our hotel is fabulous. I've marked our balcony on the 27th floor. It's an extraordinary place, about 20 miles down the coast from Las Palmas, a brand new resort complex with every entertainment conceivable, all inclusive, and all arranged by a bedside push button. I'm just about to dial up an hour's water skiing, followed by Swedish massage and the hairdresser. All this while poor Richard sleeps off the effects of the first class. More later. Diana.
Recreation Central.
This is room 2716 calling.
Then you must be Diana.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome to Hotel Imperial. I'm Mark Hastings, your beach counsellor. What can I do for you?
I'd like to try the water skiing, please.
It's a perfect day for it.
Yes, and a massage to follow, and the hairdresser.
Certainly, Diana. I'll have an attendant meet you by the main lift in, shall we say, 10 minutes?
Sounds lovely.
And what about your husband, Richard?
Well, I'm afraid Richard had rather too much to drink on the plane. He's having a bit of a lie down just at the moment.
Then perhaps I'll meet you myself by the main lift.
Oh.
I like our new guests to get to know their way around. How's that sound?
Smashing.
Great. 10 minutes, then. Bye.
Excuse me. You must be Diana.
Mark Hastings?
At your service.
Wow. This should be quite a holiday.
January the 11th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, such an incredible week. I have never crammed so much into so few days. Tennis, scuba diving, water skiing, rounds of cocktail parties. Every evening a group of us heads for the cabarets along the beach or to one of the 5 nightclubs in the hotel. I've hardly seen Richard. You should meet Mark Hastings. He's the beach counsellor. Good-looking, intelligent, and an unbelievable tan. He's an ex-public relations man who threw it all in 2 years ago and has been here ever since. This afternoon, he's teaching me to hang glide. Wish me happy landings. Diana. Oh, look, Mark, there's Richard.
Ah.
Richard! Richard, over here!
Diana! Safely back on Earth, I see.
Oh, it was thrilling, darling. You must try it.
Oh, I've signed up for tomorrow.
You'll love it.
Yes. Oh, you know Mark Hastings, Richard.
Of course. The chap who coordinates all this.
Yes. I set Richard up for golf this morning.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sit and have a drink with us.
Ah, the magic words.
How was the golf?
Oh, fabulous. I shot 103, but great fun. And what a course. You should play it, Diana. Lush greens, big wide fairways. Mm-hmm. You really do have everything here, Mark.
Yes, it's pretty close to paradise.
But how can you afford to have all these activities included in the one price?
Ah, that's our secret. Partly it's because things are so much cheaper here. But mostly it's in the way things are organized.
If you could just work out some system to make the drinks free, it truly would be paradise.
And we'd be out of business in a week.
January the 18th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, the times of sand are running out. It's a horrid pun, but popular here. Sitting here on the balcony watching Richard's ski shoot across the bay, it's hard to believe we'll be back in England tomorrow. Richard swears the first thing he'll do is book next year's holiday. Oh, it's really been an amazing success. Heaven knows how they do it at the price. There must be some kind of a subsidy paid by the Spanish government. Although the hotels on our beach are all British run and everyone seems to be from the north of England. Oh, but who cares how they do it? It's been great. I'll ring you when I get home. Sadly, Diana.
Oh. 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 What a fabulous moon.
It certainly wrecked on you.
No, I mean, look at it. Round and full, reflected on the water like that.
Mm, it is lovely.
There's a moon like that once every month. But how often do we get a chance to really look at it? This holiday has made a new man of me, Diana. I've gotten in touch with something inside me, something, I don't know, primitive, I guess you'd call it.
Let's go and rinse off.
Too bad we have to go home tomorrow. I could be happy here.
Yeah. The beach bar will still be open. We've got time for a nightcap.
Or two. Come on, I'll race you.
Richard, hurry up, can't you?
These bags weigh a ton.
If you weren't so cheap, you'd have hired a porter.
Your attention, please. British Airways Flight 136 to Gatwick has been cancelled. Passengers are advised to return to their hotels until further notice.
Back to the hotel, then.
But I'm due at the office tomorrow.
Bags, Richard!
Return to your hotel to await instructions.
I spent the last traveler's check this morning before we went to the airport.
Well, you'll have to go to the bank in Las Palmas.
But what if they call us to the airport while we're on the way to the bank? It's 20 miles away. If we miss the flight, it'll cost us a bomb.
Oh, look, there's Mark Hastings. Oh, Mark! Maybe he can work something out with the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Diana. Richard.
Mark, this is embarrassing, but we've got a little problem. January the 19th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, surprise! That computer again! Apparently there's been some muddle at the Gatwick end, and our aircraft won't be here until tomorrow at the earliest. Richard cabled the office, such a bureaucrat. I'm sure they'll understand. We'd spent the last of our traveller's checks, but luckily the hotel has been marvellous. Thanks to Mark. Not only will there be no surcharge, but the desk clerk said they would happily advance us any cash we need. A slight letdown all the same. See you eventually, Diana.
Oh, this is the first time in the 2 weeks we've been here. And we've walked along the beach together in the daytime.
Well, don't get any ideas. There's too many people about.
I'll be the perfect gentleman.
Oh.
Hey, stop. And look for a moment.
At what?
At our hotel. Can you see it?
Yes. It's back there somewhere.
Yes. A few miles back there. We've walked all this way along the beach and we've passed nothing but hotel after hotel.
Well, it is a resort, darling.
I know, but look at them all. Dozens of them. And they're all crowded.
A place like this is bound to be popular.
There, see? There's an airport coach pulling up to that one. Look at them all with their flight bags. Straight through the lobby and out to the poolside bar.
Well, we must have looked like that a fortnight ago.
But seeing them from here, from the outside, as it were, it looks rather strange. Don't you think?
How do you mean? Strange?
Well, look at them. They're all mad to get some leisure. There's another one. It'd be very easy to take advantage of a group of people in a state like that. Anyway, shall we head back? The airport might call.
January the 26th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, still here. Sky's full of aircraft coming in from Gatwick and Heathrow, but none of them apparently is ours. Each morning we've waited in the lobby with our suitcases packed, but the airport coach never arrives. After an hour or so, the desk clerk rings the airport and reports another postponement. So it's back to the pool, drinks and water skiing on the house. For the first few days, it was rather amusing, though Richard was a bit miffed. He claims to be concerned about his job, but really, it's his overdeveloped sense of self-importance. He can't imagine the department functioning without him. I've tried to tell him that he's only one of dozens of managers, but he won't listen. They did cable him this morning, though, telling him not to worry about the delay. Apparently, hordes of people have been caught the same way. He's still worried, though. You know what he's like. Until whenever. Diana.
Just between you and me, Mark,
mm-hmm.
What exactly is going on?
Well, without punching it up on the terminal, I can't say exactly. But off the top of my head, Ian and Audrey are off snorkeling in the lagoon. Mm. The Thorntons have, for whatever reason, opted for deep-sea fishing. And your wife is at the amateur dramatics.
I'm not stupid, Mark, and I'm not blind. Look around. There are hotels as far as the eye can see. Mm. And beyond that, construction cranes are busy putting up more.
Mm.
What's it all for?
Oh, for you. And for people like you. Everybody needs a taste of paradise, even if it's only for a few weeks.
But our weeks are up. We should be back home by now.
Have another Campari and soda. And if the sun's troubling you, I'd suggest you put on a hat.
Hmm.
Ah, Mrs. Harvey, how did the scuba diving go this morning?
February the 16th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, 3 more weeks. Hysterical laughter in paradise. The English papers flown in here are full of it. No doubt you've heard that there's going to be a government inquiry. Apparently, instead of flying people back from the Canaries, the airlines have been sending their planes onto the Caribbean to pick up the American holiday traffic. So the poor British are stuck here indefinitely. I hope you've been popping round to look after my plants. There'll be nothing left of them but sticks. There are literally hundreds of us here in the same boat. The amazing thing is, one gets used to it. Oh, the hotel people are charm itself. They've pulled out all the stops, organising extra entertainments of every kind. Richard, of course, is taking it all with his usual lack of grace. I can't see why he doesn't get involved in something. I've joined an amateur theatrical group here at the hotel. We're putting on The Importance of Being Earnest. I wanted to post this from Las Palmas, but there aren't any buses running. And when Richard and I set out on foot, we lost ourselves in a maze of building sites. Diana. Been out boozing, have you?
I've seen it. I've seen it all.
What are you on about, Richard?
I took a bicycle. I covered the entire island. I have seen it all.
Seen all what?
This island is being divided into a series of huge holiday complexes.
I know that.
But they're not holiday complexes. They're human reserves.
Richard, really?
Oh, God, it's hot out there. I should have worn a hat. Have we any aspirin?
Look in the bathroom.
There must be a million people here already, mostly English, mostly managerial and working class, almost all from the North and Midlands. Tomorrow, I'm going into Las Palmas to find out exactly what is going on here. There should be some way out of here.
Richard, we can't leave until there's a plane for us. How have you forgotten that? Now, if you don't mind, I have to go on as Lady Bracknell in a few hours, and I'm rather nervous about it.
To hell with Lady Bracknell! Can't you hear what I'm saying? Today I spoke to people who have been here for over a year, Diana. God, I've got a headache. Are you sure we haven't any aspirin?
I told you to look in the bathroom.
I did.
Well, ring down for some then.
No. I won't call them. Their hotels are becoming run down. They're starting to run low on supplies. They're having children there.
Well, that's their business. Mine is that I am starring in a play. I have never done that before, Richard. I have never had the opportunity. But tonight, I do. And I am not going to allow your sun-baked histrionics to spoil it for me. I'll be at the theatre, if you care to come and watch.
February the 18th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, no news yet. Time moves like a dream. On the whole, everyone's taking it surprisingly well, showing that true British spirit. Everyone except Richard, that is. Frankly, I'm too busy with 101 activities to worry. There is a sort of mini renaissance of the arts going on. Mixed saunas, cordon bleu classes, encounter groups, and the theatre, of course. We're opening tonight. I'm on in an hour, darling. Think of me as Lady Bracknell.
In a handbag?
Oh, Diana, you were wonderful.
It was great, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity.
You more than earned it. Now, let me take you for a drink.
Just one.
I want a taxi.
Sorry, Richard, but there are no taxis on the island. No one ever goes anywhere.
Well, then, get me a bicycle. I have to go to Las Palmas.
All the bikes are out just now. There should be one back in a few hours. I can set you up for golf. I have some people who want a fourth.
Let me call the British Embassy in Las Palmas, then.
Look, Richard, calm down. First of all, there is no British Embassy here. And if you have any problems, I'm sure we can solve them here at the hotel.
The hotel is the problem, Mark. Although I'm sure you know all about that. I demand to see the governor of the islands.
Richard.
There's a Swiss consul in Las Palmas. Get me the Swiss consul. I've got to get off this island.
You can't leave the island until your plane is ready.
Would you please stop saying that to me and get me someone I can talk to?
You can talk to me, Richard. I'm the beach counselor. I'm here to help.
Help? That's what you call it, is it? Keep us all busy so we won't realize what's happening here is more like it. Going around behind our backs and having your way with our wives?
You're not well, Richard.
I'm quite well. Now, get me some transportation.
You sound as if you've had more sun than you're used to.
I am perfectly rational.
Perhaps the doctor could help. Doctor!
I don't need a doctor. I need a driver. Now, are you going to help me or not? Wait. Who's he?
This is the hotel doctor, Richard.
Hey, hang on.
All right, doctor.
What? No! No! No eagles! No!
There. Thank you, doctor. A simple case of heat stroke. Nothing to be alarmed about. Now, would one of you take his feet and help me get him up to his room?
March 17th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, just a brief card. There was a crisis this morning when Richard, who's been very moody recently, finally came into collision with the hotel management. There was a nasty struggle for a moment, and then they took him up to our room. I thought he was completely out, but half an hour later, when I left the shower, he had vanished.
I can't think where he's gone. But I hope he's cooling off somewhere. By the way, I was a hit as Lady Bracknell. We're doing Harold Pinter's the birthday party next. Diana. March 25th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, an extraordinary thing happened today. I saw Richard for the first time since he left. I was out on the beach for my morning jog when there he was, sitting by himself under an umbrella.
Richard! Richard, is that you?
He looked very tanned and healthy, but much slimmer. He calmly told me a preposterous story about the entire Canaries being developed by the governments of Western Europe in collusion with the Spanish authorities.
It's a kind of permanent holiday camp for their unemployables.
For their what?
It's their answer to industrial stagnation. All the EEC governments are footing the bill. And it's not just factory workers, but most of the management people too. There's a beach being built for the French on the other side of the island. And another for the Germans.
But, Richard, that's absurd. It would cost a fortune.
The Canaries are only one of many sites around the Mediterranean and in the Caribbean. Once they're there, the holidaymakers will never be allowed to return home.
But how can you know this?
It's the common market's final solution to the unemployment crisis. They've decided that once we're here, there's no chance of us starting a revolution at home. I'm starting a resistance movement.
You what? I tried to argue with him, but he walked away casually along the beach. The trouble is that he's found nothing with which to occupy his mind. I wish he'd join our theatre group. The birthday party's coming along nicely. He'd make a wonderful standee. Diana. April the 8th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, a sad day. I meant to send you a cable, but there's been so much to do. Richard was buried this morning in the new international cemetery in the hills overlooking the bay. I've marked his place with an X. It had been weeks since I'd seen him last, but I gather he'd been moving around the island, living in the half-built hotels and trying unsuccessfully to set up his resistance movement. A few days ago, he apparently stole an unseaworthy motorboat and set off for the African coast. His body washed ashore yesterday on one of the French beaches. Sadly, we've completely lost touch. Just the same, I feel the experience has given me a degree of insight and maturity which I can put to good use when I play Clytemnestra in Mark's new production of Electra. He has been a pillar of strength. Diana. January the 4th, Hotel Imperial. Dear Judith, have I really been here a year? I'm so out of touch with England that I can hardly remember when I last sent a postcard to you. It's been a year of the most wonderful theatre, of parts I would once never have dreamed of playing, and of audiences so loyal that I couldn't bear even the thought of leaving them. The hotels are full now, and we play to packed houses every night. Next, Mark's doing an experimental version of The Tempest, with me as Prospero. Oh, there's so much to do here, and everyone is so fulfilled that I rarely find time to think of Richard. Perhaps you should come here with Charles and the children. But you probably already are here, at one of the 1,000 hotels along the beach. But if you're here, then why do I write to you? The mails are so erratic. I sometimes think that all my cards to you have never been delivered, but lie unsorted with a million others in the vaults of the shabby post office behind the hotel. Having a wonderful time. Wish you were here. Diana.
Having a Wonderful Time by J.G. Ballard, dramatized by Paul Millikan, starring Jill Frappier as Diana, Benedict Campbell as Richard, and Andrew Gillies as Mark, with Bridget O'Sullivan as the flight attendant and announcer. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant, Beth Russell. Original music was composed and performed by Timothy Clark. The recording engineer was Bob Lackey. Sound effects by Kathy Perry. And production assistant, Evelyn Chow. Having a Wonderful Time was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. I'm Barbara Budd. Good night.